This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Before I continue, if I can please ask the brothers to fill in the gaps, especially on the brother's side. Fill in all the gaps, please. There's a larger crowd today. We also have space in front of the office here, so if anyone would like to go here, you can also fill in that space, inshallah, to the left side of the hall. My brothers and sisters, today the International Court of Justice spoke, rendering its provisional ruling on the accusation of genocide against the State of Israel. Of course, there is much discussion and commentary about the ruling and its implications, and so on and so forth. But the reality is, my brothers and sisters, that no matter how much the oppressed need justice in this world, true and ultimate justice will only be served by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. Once again, no matter how legitimate the need is, no matter how dire the circumstances are, no matter how sound the case is, the reality is that this dunya is a place of imperfection. This dunya is filled with human beings who are imperfect and who are unjust and who commit many sins and wrongs. And therefore, we should never place our full hopes and expectations in any worldly procedure or any worldly court. That does not mean that we do not pursue justice. It does not mean that we should not side with those who are upon the truth. It does not mean that we should not side with the oppressed. Of course we should. But our hopes should always be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, my brothers and sisters, Allah azza wa jal tells us about the Day of Judgment. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the record of deeds will be laid open. The book will be laid open. And you will see the wicked. You will see the wicked in fear of what is written in it. And they will cry. On that day they will cry, woe to us. What kind of record is this? What type of record is this? That it does not leave any sin, small or large, unlisted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. They will find whatever they did present in front of them, recorded in their book. And Allah azza wa jalla says, and your Lord will never wrong anyone. Your Rabb will never wrong anyone. Because that is the day of ultimate justice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the true judge and the true provider of justice. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. Surely Allah wrongs not even of the weight of the speck of a dust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not wrong even by a measure of an iota. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not commit any oppression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not and will not wrong anyone. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. And we shall set up balances of justice on the day of resurrection, that none will be dealt with unjustly in anything. This is the day, my brothers and sisters, that day, the day of judgment, when not even the animals will get away from one another without getting justice or without giving what is due. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that لَتُؤَدُّنَّ الْحُقُوقَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حَتَّى يُقَادَ لِلشَّاتِ الْجَلْحَاءِ مِنَ الشَّاتِ الْقَرْنَاءِ. The rights of justice will surely be restored. The rights of justice will surely be restored to their people on the day of resurrection. Even the hornless sheep will lay claim to the horned sheep. Even the hornless sheep will lay claim to the horned sheep. And the commentators of this hadith mention that, you know, even though the animals are not accountable for their actions, meaning the way that human beings are, even though they don't have the intelligence of the human being, they are not mukallaf in the same way to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes to justice, even the animals will have their day in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the hornless sheep who may have a claim against a horned sheep who hurt it because of its horns, it will get justice on the day of judgment. Now this day is going to happen, and there is no doubt about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَآتِيَةٌ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا. The hour is certainly coming. The day of judgment is referred to as, actually there's many different ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the day of judgment in the Qur'an. One of them is السَّاعَةَ, the hour. إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَآتِيَةٌ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا. The hour is certainly coming. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. But most people do not believe. The hour is certainly coming, and there is no doubt about it. But most people do not believe. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, they know what is apparent of the worldly life, but they are unaware of the hereafter. So they know about this life. They know how this world functions. They know how to get around this world. They know how to find loopholes. They know how to enjoy this world. They know everything about this world. How to control people. How to dominate people. How to get ahead. How to cheat. How to lie. Right? They know everything about this world. They know what is apparent. But when it comes to the hereafter, they don't know. And Allah Azza wa Jalla also says, لا يخلف الله وعده ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. And Allah never fails in His promise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never goes against His promise. But most people do not know. My brothers and sisters, one day, and the date only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, the world will get up normally as it does, going about their business. People going to school, people going to work, stores opening, line up at the drive-thru, and so on. And suddenly, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَن فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَن شَاءَ اللَّهِ. And the trumpet will be blown, and all who are in the heavens and all who are on the earth will swoon away except those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, then the trumpet will be blown and no one hears it except he will bend his neck to one side and raise it from the other side. Right? When you hear a loud sound, you hear an airplane, really loud airplane or some sort of sound, you know, from above, what do? You go like this, trying to look for, you know, what's happening? Where's the sound coming from? So that is going to be the initial reaction of the human beings when the trumpet is blown for the day of judgment. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also told us, and the first to hear it will be a man who is busy in repairing the tank meant for supplying water to his camels. A man who is busy repairing a tank meant to supply water for his animals, for his camels. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he will fall dead, and the people will also fall dead. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also told us about the speed of the death of people when the hour sa'ah takes place. And he said that the hour will occur while two men are spreading a garment in front of them. You know how, like, especially like you go to, you know, many countries, and then people are like in the bazaar and the markets and the souq, and they're like looking at, you know, a piece of cloth, and they're spreading it out and they're discussing. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, illustrated that. He said that two men spreading a garment in front of them, but they will not be able to sell it nor fold it up. It's going to come that quickly. While in the middle of that conversation, in that trying to, you know, buy an item, that garment, the trumpet will sound and they will not have time even to fold it up. They will not have time to conclude their deal. And the hour will be established when a man has milked his camel and has taken away the milk, but he will not be able to drink it. And the hour will be established before a man repairing a tank for his livestock is able to water his animals in it. And the hour will be established when a person has raised a morsel of food to his mouth, but he will not be able to eat it. So people who will be eating will lift up their food to put it in their mouth. Before they're able, the food is able to enter their mouth, the trumpet will sound and they will die. And it's a day of destruction. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described that destruction vividly in the Qur'an. Especially as we get to near the conclusion of the Qur'an, in the last, especially the last two parts, the last two juz, you'll find many, many descriptions, and also throughout the Qur'an with regards to the Day of Judgment. فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ نَفْخَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ وَحُمِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ وَالْجِبَالُ فَدُكَّتَ دَكَّةً وَاحِدَةٌ. Then when the trumpet will be blown, with one blowing, the first one, and the earth and the mountains shall be removed from their places and crushed with a single crushing. يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الْأَرْضُ وَالْجِبَالُ وَكَانَتِ الْجِبَالُ كَثِيبًا مَهِيلًا. On the day when the earth and the mountains will be in a violent shake, and the mountains will be a heap of sand poured out. You look at all these huge mountain ranges. You look at the Himalayas. You look at Mount Everest. You look at all the great mountains around the world. And this is the description, my brothers and sisters, crushed with a single blow, a single crush, turned into dust. وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ. And the mountains will be like wool fluffed up, right? What happens when you see a storm, you know, as a sandstorm, or a storm that has debris in it, and dirt and dust, right? Looks like a big cloud. So the mountains will be like wool, all fluffed up, looking like that. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ. And when the seas become as blazing fire. You can imagine, you know, the huge oceans, the seas of the world, when they become flammable, how they will look with the flames reaching up to the sky. My brothers and sisters, you know, if you like going to the beach, you like going by the water, by the ocean, right? It's beautiful, subhanAllah. You know, let us think about these things. How will it be like on the Day of Judgment when the ocean is lit up and is become into flames? فَإِذَا انشَقَّتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ وَرْدَةً كَالدِّهَانِ. And when the sky is split open and becomes rose-colored like oil. So imagine this beautiful sky. Of course, today is cloudy, but still beauty and everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. But you look, imagine looking at the beautiful sky, and that split open and becomes rose-colored like oil. The sun wrapped up in darkness, the moon darkened, the stars falling. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. Whose is the kingdom this day? And then Allah Azza wa Jal responds by himself, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. It is Allah's, the one, the subduer. There will be a period of time in between. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu added to the previous narration, then after this period, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send water from the sky, and the dead bodies will grow like vegetation grows. The dead bodies, the ones that have been buried for ages, for centuries, they will all grow back like vegetation grows. There is nothing of the human body that does not decay except one bone. That is the little bone at the end of the coccyx from which the human body will be recreated on the day of resurrection. This is something which the disbelievers, especially at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and perhaps even now, have difficulty understanding. How is the human being going to be recreated? How are our ancestors who have been buried for thousands of years, how is it possible that they're going to be walking one day once again? And of course, it is not difficult for Allah, because He's the one who created all of us from nothing. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do it. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has explained how that is going to happen. All the bodies are going to be brought back together, recreated. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. And the trumpet will be blown, meaning the second blowing. And behold, from the graves they will come out quickly to their Lord. People will rise. You can imagine all the cemeteries, people rising up from the ground. Every single grave opening up and the person coming back. قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. And they will say, woe to us, who has raised us up from our place of sleep? Because they're disbelievers, they haven't believed in this. This message is there, we're talking about it now, but there's still people who are not going to believe. But on that day, that when that happens, then they're going to realize that woe to us, who has raised us up from our place of sleep? It will be said to them, this is what the Most Gracious, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised. And the messenger spoke the truth. You thought they were liars. You thought they were just making up stories. You thought they were speaking nonsense. But it was actually true. And now you're living it. With their eyes humbled, they will come out of their graves like locusts, like grasshoppers spread all over. But when there comes the deafening blast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الصَّاخَّةِ يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. On that day, a man will flee from his brother. Today, you may be sitting beside your brother, your blood brother. But on that day, everyone's going to run away from each other. And his mother and his father, and his wife and his children. لِكُلِّ مْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَ إِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. For every man, that day will be a matter adequate for him alone. All these criminals, oppressors, who have large teams of lawyers and armies and soldiers and advisors, every single one of them will be alone on the Day of Judgment in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having to answer for their crimes and their sins. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the Day of Resurrection, people will be barefooted and unclothed. They will not be wearing any clothes. And Aisha radiallahu anha, the mother of the believers, exclaimed that men and women, both, won't they all look at each other? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the situation that they are in is so grim that they will not have time for this. They will not have time to worry about one another, how another person looks. The fact that people are not clothed is not going to matter, because the situation is going to be so serious and it's going to be so grim for every single person. Al-Miqdad ibn al-Aswad radiallahu anhu, one of the companions, said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, the sun will be a distance of a mile from the creation. The sun will be a distance of just a mile from the creation on the Day of Resurrection. People will be sinking in their own sweat according to their deeds. Some would sink in their sweat till their ankles, while others would sink in it to their thighs and waists, and yet others would sink into their own sweat till their mouths. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the day will be 50,000 years long, after which a person will be admitted into Jannah or cast into the hellfire. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who reported from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for the believers, the length of the Day of Resurrection will be like the time between Dhuhr and Asr. That's what it's going to feel like. يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كَقَدْرِ مَا بَيْنَ الظُّهْرِ وَالْعَصْرِ. It will feel like it is the time between Dhuhr and Asr, although in reality, it will be, according to the days of this world, 50,000 years long. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, or that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا أَتَوْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. That the believers, they will be afraid of the questioning in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, and they who give what they give while their hearts are fearful, because they will be returning to their Lord. So Aisha radiallahu anha, she asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that these believers who are going to be afraid, you know, why are they going to be afraid? Are they the ones who drink alcohol and they steal? Are they the ones who have committed sins? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no, Aisha. They are the ones who fast and they pray and they give out in charity, but they are fearful that their deeds would not be accepted from them. They don't take their deeds for granted. They don't take the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granted. So the believers, everyone is going to be afraid. The Prophet alayhi wasallatu wasalam will be afraid on the Day of Judgment. So what about the oppressors? What about the wrongdoers? What about the people of this world, the sinners, ourselves included, who get afraid when we have a day in court here? What about that day when everyone is going to be afraid? Because there's so many possible shortcomings, maybe in the quality of our deeds, but perhaps in the procedure or in the intention, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us that actions alone will not enter any of you into Jannah or protect you from the fire. Not even me, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, not even me, وَلَا أَنَا إِلَّا بِرَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Not even me, except through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on that inevitable day, my brothers and sisters, there will be ultimate justice. And it has never been nearer. It is getting closer and closer and closer. But in the meantime, we must try to do what is right. We must stand with those who are upon the truth. And we must stand up for justice. But don't expect full justice in this world, because it is hit and miss. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant relief to our brothers and sisters in Palestine and all over the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala end this pain and this oppression and this horrendous crisis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant relief to all of those who are oppressed around the world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the trials and tribulations of the Day of Judgment. Ameen. Wa akhira da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.